Previously on Do or Dice.
Now, Ordok, while you are out, you're having all sorts of weird dreams. I mean, especially being back home after so long, hearing the name of someone you used to know right before you passed out. Elray.
My thumb, my whole leg?
She said that there was a lot of damage and that she had to cut it off because the Red Death was in your leg.
I'm just gonna, sort of react back from that. Huh, that's interesting. Anyway, I'm gonna try to stand up.
The college, or whatever.
Okay, alright, we're on our way.
That's
a bad idea.
Excuse me, I'm on the sending cell.
I'm eavesdropping. Look.
The college is open to the public during the day, so...
Wait. God fucking damn it. I'd hang up my sending stone.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
All right, so we're picking up with Jensen and Goshen right after the Sending Stone conversation.
I can't.
Fuck.
Let's just go in.
Good plan.
I rip off my robe.
Me too.
And I start heading for the building, the main building on campus.
As you guys go in, the guards are kind of there just in case anything happens, but they no second glances as you kind of walk past them. Inside, you see a shit ton of people. I mean, it's various races, genders, different colored robes, different classifications. Everyone's bustling about. Now, the Arcanum Tower is pretty much one central spire going all the way up, like a couple hundred feet taller. It's maybe a quarter of a mile tall. And every so often it has little other spires coming off of it, just jutting out. So this thing has multiple rooms here and there. It is almost a district unto itself, like the walls. But because of where its location is and the gray cloaks and all the political drama that magic has, it is pretty much, you know, contained in the district, the Arcane District. So as you guys enter, you kind of see the main lobby. There's an information desk off to the side. There's signs pointing towards different locations. The library, classrooms, dormitories, different wings of the tower. The tower also seems like it might be slightly bigger on the inside than it was on the outside.
Well?
I'm going to start grabbing nerds and asking them where Darrow is.
Good plan.
Grabbing nerds.
What? Can I help you?
Have you seen a Darrow?
A what?
I throw him away. Next one.
Who are you?
Looking for a Darrow. Have you seen one?
Aren't they? No.
Move on.
What? Why would one be? Ah!
I'm just going to keep going until I find Bo.
After about the fifth person. The guards are going to be a little like, what the hell's going on over here? Excuse me, can I help you, gentlemen?
Have you seen a Darrow?
A what?
About yay big, translucent skin, no eye pupils.
No, I have not.
Okay. Do you know, is there an information desk? Is there a magical PA system? Can I page him?
There's information over there, and it's kind of pointing off to a side room almost.
Right.
Desk set up.
Okay.
Don't harass any of the students here. Your guests in their halls.
You got it, handsome. And toward the information desk I go, I guess.
You can see he got a little flush in the face, like, oh, no one's called me handsome in so long.
All these books and none of them know what an Underdark creature looks like. This is...
I know.
Great.
Magic at its finest, probably.
I punch a wall.
Are you going to do that thing, like, in the supermarket when you lost your mum as a kid and be like, please come to...
I am going to do my damnedest to try.
Punching the wall with the rock club.
Oh, hell.
I'm going to try to find him.
It's the second tower we're going to destroy.
So you get to the information desk, and there is behind it a tallish kind of tiefling gentleman. Can I help you?
Have you seen a Darrow wandering the halls by chance?
Actually, funny you should mention that. I did not too long ago.
Oh, thank God. Do you know which way he went?
He was with the Tower Guardian. Why?
I'm thinking in my head now. I'm like, Tower Guardian. That doesn't sound good. I don't know what it is, but it sounds like an authority figure. Did he go that way of his own free will?
He was following behind her, aye.
Okay. He's a friend of mine, and I'm looking for him. Can you point me in his direction?
I'm not sure. I've seen her since then. I have not seen him. She's on the third floor. She should be finishing up a lecture about now. That would be my best guess.
All right. Third floor. Lecture. Girl, you said she's a woman. What does she look like?
Honestly, he's kind of going to turn side to side.
A little girl.
I sigh very heavily. Okay. Yeah.
She's in dark violet robes, if that helps at all. She's wearing a floppy hat, has a staff with rings on top.
Excellent. Thank you.
Aye. Just before you... So you're... This might help things a little bit. You're going to kind of ruffle through some things and pull out two small badges. Just please wear these. They're guest passes. We normally don't let public above the second floor.
Since
I actually know what the hell you're looking for, I believe you. So she should be able to help you. If not, she might just kill you. So there you go. I don't have to worry about it.
50-50 then.
When you leave, please bring the passes back to me if you can.
Yes, of course. If not, you can pull them off my smoking remains, I presume. Right then, have a nice day.
Wouldn't that be the first time? Take care.
And off I go, I guess. See, Jensen? Sugar, not a vinegar.
Like I said, I punched the wall and I'm using the glove to try to find him.
The moment you punch the wall, you will see a series of wards kind of travel out as though waves are forming on the stone itself. For some reason, your stone, your tremor sense is not working with inside the tower.
This is fine. Everything is okay.
Do you want to come talk to a little girl with me?
Not particularly. Let's go.
Okay.
Off we go. So as you guys see, now I'm paranoid. I know I have NPC names for people in case you guys ask, but you guys haven't been asking on the past four or five NPC names.
Keep your toes.
I know. So you guys head up this long circular staircase. There's several doors here and there, but you manage to find the third floor, and it is the largest lecture hall in the tower. There are probably about 300 students in this hall. And as you open the door and look inside, it's kind of looking downwards. So you're not quite sure how the architecture of this place really works, because that should not be humanly possible. But looking down the lecture hall, you see a small little girl pretty much teaching a class. After a few minutes, a bell in the distance will ring, and she will snap her fingers and silence. The bell will become silent, and she'll finish up the conversation. No one leaves their seats. until her staff, the little rings on top, chime themselves. Then everyone goes to leave. There are, again, about as diverse as the first floor was when you guys first entered. But mainly everyone here are wearing darker robes, like almost midnight blues, with a couple of stoles around their necks on different colors. It's kind of twisted braids. You can see she's kind of just like clearing up a few notes at the very front of the hall.
Make my way to her through the crowd, I guess. Fuck it, I'll go over the crowd. I can levitate. I'll do that.
The moment you start levitating, her head will spin and focus on you.
I wave. Hello?
Her head will tilt. And she'll wait till you land.
You are a curious one.
I get that a lot as well, actually.
And she's gonna hold her finger up and start like pacing around you.
Agenasi. But you're... It's not a curse, no. It's a gift. This is an odd gift.
Very shy. I don't like attention.
Says the blue monkey.
I'm sorry. It's not often I see a... Well, that is what it is, isn't it? That is odd. Sorry. Can I help you? I'm Ava, guardian of the tower, librarian.
Nice to meet you. That's... I don't know what that means per se, but it sounds impressive. My name is Goshen. I was going to ask you about Adaro, but now I'm kind of curious about some other things.
You're looking for Bo, aren't you?
Indeed I am. You know him. That can be really good or really bad.
He mentioned you. I sent him to go get some food. It was early. He had not yet had breakfast, except for the biscuits the guard fed him when he was a goat. So, yes, he's right now eating. I can take you to him if you would like.
Sure. But
you said you had questions.
You seem very knowledgeable about things, and I was wondering... You said it's a gift, this what's happened to me. It happened when I picked this up. And I'll pull the staff out in a shrunken form.
May I take a look at this?
Of course.
And she's going to take her staff and kind of just... It's going to levitate away as she kind of motions away from it. And she's going to take yours and just examine it.
Why, this... Well, that explains a few things. That explains why you're a monkey. No offense.
I mean, it's true. I am a monkey.
This is a divine gift.
From who?
That's the trick. This is supposed to be in the possession of somebody else. But they apparently deem you appropriate.
All right.
That is odd. Odd indeed. Have you unlocked the other levels of the staff?
No, but it's been... I've been having strange dreams lately.
Such as what?
I've been compelled to... I don't know. Protect. Do good. Earn fame.
It makes sense considering who this once belonged to. This... I assume that you have figured out what the staff does.
Extends, shrinks, and hits people really hard.
Well, that is its base abilities, yes, but that... I see now. This is the staff of the Monkey King. A divine gift from old gods. More so from... yes... I believe, and you're going to see her eyes are going to roll in the back of her head,
and her eyelids are going to start to twitch really fast as though she's blinking repeatedly.
Oh, that's freaky.
An island in the west. Not island, no, archipelago, yes. They worship different gods there than here. It was a gift from them to their king. If I recall the legends correctly, this is an old staff. But it seems you have picked you. Where did you find it?
In a tower west of here, in a town that no longer exists, surrounded by fire cultists.
Ah, you were at West Spring.
Yes. Yes, I was.
You were in Komar's tower.
Yes. Yes, I was.
I would have loved to have gone there. How was it?
Impressive until it exploded.
As most things normally are, yes. But we don't have time for this right now. You're looking for Bo.
Indeed I am.
He's meeting me later this afternoon. He's getting breakfast currently. I can show you what cafe he's at.
Sure. Sounds fine.
If you go through the main doors outwards, it is literally the cafe across the plaza. He's meeting me back here around noon after I finish teaching my morning classes.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm already out the door.
What time is it now?
It's probably about 10:30 in the morning. So she's going to toss a staff back to you.
Listen to it. It should grow with you. But be wary. I don't think he's done with it yet.
Okay. Sure. Add another one to the list. Why not? Thank you for your time and information, and hopefully you can help Bo the same way you helped me.
I will see you all again soon.
Indeed. See you this afternoon.
In the distance, you'll hear a bell start to go, and students will start funneling into the classroom. And she's going to motion to wipe the chalkboard at the front. She begins, things start, getting written up there by a couple of pieces of chalk just floating in the air.
Right, off I go.
As you guys leave, and we come to Bo.
Hello.
Sitting in a cafe by himself.
Just sitting on the chair, swinging my legs, eating a pan of chocolat.
This man is going to come around. He's a bit chunky kind of guy. Looks to be like a heavier human.
Anything else I can get for you, sir?
I don't know. I've got a list. Have I eaten everything on this list yet?
Yes, sir, you have.
Okay, I think that's it then. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And he's kind of just going to stand there looking at you.
Do you want me to go now?
Well, I'll let you finish up first. You can finish eating that, but I hope you had good service.
Do you want... It's nice. Do you want a bite of it?
No, but believe me, he's going to kind of pat his stomach. I've had plenty.
And after a second, you're going to kind of see a realization click in his head. Yeah, I'm just going to walk away now. And he's going to go back to behind the counter.
It's a common reaction.
Well, no, he might have been looking for a tip.
Oh, I haven't got any money.
Well, he doesn't know that. You just ordered like the entire menu on the Academy, on the Arcanum's dime. Yeah, after probably a few minutes of you finally finishing up the... I'm sorry, what are you eating again?
A pan of chocolat.
A pan of chocolat. You will see Goshen and Jensen coming through the door.
Okay, I'm just going to wave at them. Hello. I'm over here, you guys.
I see that. Hello.
I punched the wall again.
How are you this morning?
Fine. How are you? How have you been treated? Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. I ate a lot of pastries.
Never understood how you eat as much as you do.
I know, right? I can just put it away.
Yeah, you can.
If they offer it to me, it's going down. You met my friend?
Yeah, Ava. She said her name was.
Oh, the little girl lady. She's my new friend.
Yep.
seems nice. Says she has a meeting with you in a couple hours.
Yeah, she wants to meet Gordon. She's gonna talk to me about Gordon.
Okay, so we must attend that meeting at all costs. Yes. I'm with you.
She was very friendly. She was nice to me. She took me and showed me some books. And I read a sign. I did. All by myself.
You read a sign?
I did.
Congratulations. That's impressive.
It said something about Outer Realms. I don't really know what that means.
I don't either, but I'm less happy for you now.
Who in the nine hells is Gordon?
Gordon's my friend. He's a goat.
That's what I want to find out too, actually. So that meeting, probably a good idea.
If you can't see him, it's fine, because the new lady friend that I found, she said that she might see him, so I don't mind if you can't see him.
She seemed impressively powerful. If she wants to talk to you about him, I'm sure it's a good idea.
Maybe. Yeah, we got to go back sometime. What are you doing, Jensen? Why are you punching walls? Are you angry? Do you want some food? I can get free food. Lots of pastry.
No, thank you.
Go on, my help yourself to like a hazelnut swirl or something.
Right now my inner monologue is just like, I'm tied to them. I can't hit them.
What should we do? We've got like an hour and a half to kill. Should we go and do some fun things?
I would suggest as little mischief as possible. That girl unnerves me. She seems to have quite a mastery of magic.
She's quite clever, I think.
I think you're correct.
She's only little, though, isn't she?
She is. She's surprisingly young. I had a feeling it would be a bad idea to mention it, though.
We could kill her and get her power.
I don't think we could, even if we wanted to.
Well, she's sort of my friend now, anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
You don't kill your friends, right? Right?
Well, I've got... Once, I had a friend in the forest and they stayed with me for a few months. And then I caught them trying to take some of my veggies in the morning, some of my herbs, and I killed them.
I'm really glad you're sharing a room with Wardock and not me.
But I don't think they were really my friend. We didn't really like each other. They just stayed with me and they... To be honest, I think they're a little bit annoying. You're my friend. I don't think you're annoying. I won't kill you.
Okay, I'm glad.
I don't think I could kill you. You're much bigger than me.
I wouldn't want to risk it. The whole zombie fiasco of last night kind of... Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. Perhaps we just sit and wait quietly and not make a fuss.
Should we get some more pastry?
Absolutely.
Pastry boy, I want some more pastries, please.
You're going to see this man is going to put his head in his hands.
Order whatever you want, because it's all free. Come on, Jensen, sit down, have some pastry.
We need to find Helen.
Find him.
Hey everybody, it's Trent here with Do or Dice, and I just wanted to take a second here to explain the giveaway a little further and let you all know how this one is working in comparison to the old ones. So if you haven't heard or seen our social media or community, we are running a giveaway in collaboration with Easy Roller Dice as per usual. This one is promoting a Kickstarter campaign that they're doing for their Metal Dice of Ancient Dragons series. Now, what's so special about these dice is that they're in a brand new, never before seen dragon font on their already really cool legendary metal dice. So with this giveaway, it's a pre-production set. It's as of right now, I don't know that you can get them anywhere else without, you know, pledging and waiting until August, but these are amazing dice. So back to the giveaway here, I want to tell you, because this one is a little different, I know some people are hesitant because of the link, but what we've done this time is we've actually went through a paid service through a website called gleam.io. Now this is, like I said, a paid service, so it's legit. It's not like a crazy website thing. It's not a spam. It's not anything like that. So, you know, don't worry about any of that. It's 100% legit. It's just an easier way for us to do giveaways. It's a little bit more professional. Since we do them all the time, we wanted to transition into something that works a little bit better for what we need it to work, and it's a little bit more fair, a little bit more random, a little bit easier to keep track of all the entries, because when you're doing a cross-platform thing, you know, you're limited to a lot of stuff, and Gleam helps us not be limited. They're not a sponsor, so we did pay for the service, so I'm just wanting to get that clear, but we're going through them, and it's kind of, I guess, scared a little bit of people, because you're not used to seeing us like spamming a link, because it's like, you know, it's usually a like and retweet or whatever. This one, like I said, it's gonna be a little different, but it's better. And so what we want you to do is we want you to click on that link. It's gonna be the second link in the description below. The first one's gonna take you to the Kickstarter page, so you can check out the actual dice, see if that's something you want, see if that's something you want to pledge to. And then the second link will be for the giveaway itself. So when you click on that link, it's going to take you to a landing page. This landing page is actually a really cool thing where it's going to have your name, your email address. Most of you I know listen to your podcast on your phone. So since you're on your phone and you're already signed into a lot of your social medias, you'll just hit that. It'll auto do it. You won't have to do anything. It doesn't post anything without your permission. It just does exactly what it says in the giveaway thing to add your name to the drawing, and then you can actually come back daily for the last one, the bonus drawing, so make sure to do that. Like I said, we're using this service for the first time, and I know it's a little weird, a little different, but we're probably going to use this service going forward since it is so nice. So if you have any questions, shoot us an ad on Twitter, a DM, in our Discord, or anything like that. But again, we just want to assure you guys that the giveaway link is good, and that's how you do it, and we want to make sure that it's the best experience for you guys as it is for us. So thank you all for listening, and we'll let you enjoy the episode.
So at this point, Helen and Ordok are pretty much pushing a wheelchair around the plaza in the Arcane District, because that's where you guys were headed, right?
Do any of us, so do we see them?
They have cell phones.
Yeah, basically. They have, yeah.
We'll just call them. Hey, Dick, where you at?
Told you, we're in the College of Dumb Mages.
No, I know, I'm there. Where are you specifically?
Inside.
I'm gonna fucking merge. Where, what
Not if
building?
I do it to you first. I'll come outside, I'll find you.
I'll stay with Bo.
My friend's an idiot.
I'll go ahead and find him.
So after a little bit, Jensen does manage to track down Helen and Ordok.
Well, we were traveling. At some point, I was going to ask Helen to, like, hey, when we get back to Haven, could you reach out or tell me how to reach out to Elray? It must just be a coincidence, but I knew someone by that name.
She knew you.
What?
She was staring at you pretty hard. Maybe it might have been because you were naked, but
she knew me? She said she knew me?
She didn't really say much other than the Red Death thing, but yeah, she definitely recognized you.
Yeah,
she went all doe-eyed, and you know how women get.
I need to talk to her. Could you arrange that or tell me how to go about that?
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure I can figure something out.
Did we all go out into the plaza, or was it just Jensen?
I was staying in the cafe with you, unless you wanted to go with him.
Yeah, let's go.
The guy behind the counter, you can kind of see he looks happy that you're standing up and walking out the door.
Hello, Ordok. How's your foot? Did you get it fixed?
Bo, you should see this. This is kind of crazy. I'm going to pull up my pant leg, and it's just a metal leg.
I was especially looking at your 13-inch dong then.
I don't know which way it shifted. You still might.
That looks really cool. It's like crazy leg.
Yeah.
I like it. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. How's your day been? Where did you go, by the way?
Yeah, it's been lovely. I met a lady girl who was a little girl, and she gave me a lot of free pastries.
Oh, I was nice.
I was in jail for a little while.
You were in jail?
Yeah, just for a little while, but I just had to sleep and a lay down.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to look over at Goshen.
The little girl is something called the Guardian of the Arcanum, extraordinarily powerful magician, and she has a meeting with Bo at noon. Also, she told me that my staff belonged to a divine being. Well, it was a divine gift to a being of ancient origin who might want it back at some point.
Oh, that's... It's just a great day.
It's an interesting day. I like your leg.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's, kind of hurts. I sort of want to puke.
Uh-huh.
I have Helen off to the side, and I'm going, Helen, this has been the worst day.
Yeah, babysitting's never fun.
I've never felt like this before. I want to kill somebody.
Yeah, that's just anger, bud.
I hate it.
Most people do, but you'll be fine. Just goose fraba. Just breathe, I guess.
I need a drink and a smoke.
How long has it been since you had a drink and a smoke?
Too long. And I light up a smoke right there on campus. I don't care if it's no smoking campus.
I'm gonna put you on the path of sobriety, my friend. One of these days. All right. So what do we do? I'm gonna turn back to them. You know, the other group. What are we doing then?
Helen, I'd like to speak to you. In private, though.
Okay, sure.
I'm just gonna are you still behind me?
Yeah.
Like, pushing my wheelchair?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna, turn around with sort of panicked eyes.
I don't like that look. Is everything okay, Bo?
Everything's fine. I've got a new friend, but I'd like to talk to you about maybe a deal. I'd like to do something with you.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk later, I guess.
No, that's the thing. It's got to happen now.
Come over just here. I'll kind of like pull him aside a couple feet. What's going on, little buddy?
You're really good at stealing things, aren't you?
Sure. Yeah, we'll say that.
You're looking after my friend Aldok, aren't you?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Are you going to take him back to the hotel?
I'm going to stay with him for the next couple days, yeah.
If I give you this, and I'm going to take out the poison, sleep poison from my pocket, and I'm going to say, if I give you this, can you take something when he's not looking for me?
It depends on what and why.
What it is that my friend Jerry, he's dead. He's got ashes and I want them. And I had them and then Aldok took them from me. So I want you to take them back for me.
Just remains of your old friend.
Yeah, it's like lots of ash in a folded up cloak tied up at the top.
What? Yeah, fine, sure. He's kind of a prick anyway, and I have penis envy, so yeah, I'll do it.
Do you want this poison?
I don't need your poison.
No, it'll be good for you. You'll like it. It makes people fall asleep forever.
Forever?
Not forever, but for a really long time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? Sure. Actually, yeah, fuck it. Yeah, I'll take some of that.
All right, I'll swap it, and then you give me the ashes, yeah?
Sure, yeah.
But if he catches you, don't tell him I told you to do it. Because Uldok's my friend. But he's kind of a prick about these ashes.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'll get it for you. Oh
my god.
Thank you.
Well, while all this is going on, Ordok, throw me a constitution saving throw, please.
It's a 13.
So, you know how you were thinking you're going to throw up?
Yep.
Yeah, you throw up.
Just casually sitting there as I see Bo pull Helen back into an alley. Just like, that cannot be...
Basically, that's exactly what happens. Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So he threw up whilst we were talking and that.
Yeah, he was throwing up, but yeah.
Wouldn't mind collecting some of that.
Oh, no. It's probably just fluid, honestly.
All right, before he can do that, we're going to move on. All right, let's... You said he had a meeting with What's-Her-Nuts, so we're gonna go do that.
And are you coming as well?
If Ordok's coming, I'm coming.
She said I could bring all my friends. You're my friend now, aren't you, Helen?
Yeah, we're friends.
That's nice. Do you want to hold my hand?
I'd rather not.
But it would be nice.
Wouldn't it be nice if we...
It's daytime, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Actually, yeah, I'm going to have Goshen push the wheelchair because he's from the Underdark, and mm-hmm. I also have to wear goggles in the daytime because I also have the same vision problems.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a drow. I have the same eyes as you. Actually, I assume I'd carry like an extra pair like on me.
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to like bend down and like do the little kid thing that parents do and like put the goggles on your eyes. Like, because they're a little oversized, you know, just like kind of like the steampunk.
This is so cool.
I'm gonna give you some goggles just so it's not so bright.
Here you go, buddy.
I don't know why I didn't think of this before, but it's kind of dark. It's kind of bright out here for us under Darklings. This is going to help you see a little bit better.
Oh, thank you. I can see like it's the night time now.
Yeah.
Are they like human size?
No, they're like oversized, like kind of steampunk looking ones.
Oh, I was going to say, because otherwise they're just like perched on my eyeballs.
Yeah, they'll probably like fit you like pretty like snug. Because like they're like big round ones, kind of like I said, with the style of the city is like steampunk, and so I had like, you know. But yeah.
Oh, thank you. Do you want something for them? I can give you some things.
No, don't worry about it, bud.
Oh, that's really nice of you. You're really definitely my friend now.
All right, you're my friend too.
Goshen, do I look good?
Oh, look at those.
Helen gave me some goggles.
That was nice of him. Yes, him.
Well, isn't it a lovely day? Ordok's got a new leg and I've got new goggles.
It has been an interesting day, full of changes and wonder and mystery, and I'm really looking forward to it being over.
What about you, Jensen? Are you happy?
No.
You should be more happy. Come on, Jensen.
Jensen has this problem. It's like it's a condition. I forget what it's called. Being an asshole. So
it's me being an asshole.
He doesn't know how to be happy.
Oh, that sounds really sad.
Would you like some wine?
Yes, I would love some wine.
You should have said something, because the man in the cafe was giving me everything for free.
I quickly hand you my water bag full of wine.
It's like a bag.
Oh yeah, drink it. Go for it.
Squeeze it out. I'm drinking it so fast.
Just inhale it out of the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dead. So, I guess we can start making our way back to this lady girl.
We had about an hour and a half to kill, so yeah, it's quite a tower. So it'll take a while to get there. Up there, it's high.
An hour and a half.
Probably not that much, but you know, there are people in colleges. And
we have got a guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah, might... we have a handicap, so.
Hopefully there's a wheelchair ramp or something.
I'm not sure they're ADA compatible.
Should I just take him to like a restaurant or something? We'll go get lunch. He probably hasn't eaten since surgery. I don't want to talk to these fucking nerds anymore. Mostly, I don't want to talk to these nerds anymore.
Sure.
Oh, Doc, are you not feeling very well?
Oh, I'm not, buddy. This new leg, it's getting me a little bit.
It does look pretty, though.
It does.
You guys, rolling past, walking in, past the guards, no problem. You guys get to the circular staircase. And it's going to be a little difficult.
Oh, wait, you know what? I want to look around. Are there any mages with dark bluish robes?
There are two or three nearby.
I would like to tap one on the shoulder. Excuse me.
Yes.
Oh, hello. I hate to trouble you lot, but you see, we have an appointment with the Guardian Ava, but my friend here is wheelchair bound and there is only stairs. Do you think any of you could potentially help us? I know levitating is a thing that mages can often do.
Oh, if you have a meeting with the guard, yes, I can help you. As long as you let her know who helped you, if that's okay.
Of course. What is your name, friend?
My name is Adrian.
Nice to meet you, Adrian. And I rub under his chin with my tail.
Alright. Alright.
Hello.
And he's gonna cast Levitate on Ordok's wheelchair.
Alright. Perfect.
Went from creative problem solving to fan fiction again.
It happens. He manages to get you up the two staircases back to the third floor lecture hall.
Thank you, Adrian. I'll be sure to let her know.
Thank you. And if you're ever in the tower again, look me up.
And he's just gonna turn and walk away.
You know what? I'm gonna say, hey, bud. We're staying at the Haven. Give him a wink.
He's kind of going to look at Goshen, look at Helen, shrug, all right, and walk out.
I guess, sure. I was just trying to tell him for Goshen. I wasn't.
So, you guys get to the lecture hall, and again, class is ending. Ava has ended the lecture, and everyone's kind of leaving. After a little bit, she will see Goshen again up at the top and, you know, notice that there's a few more people with him and just motion to stay there. And she turns, cleans off a couple of things on the board, and then vanishes and appears right beside Goshen.
That was pretty cool, wasn't it? Did everyone see that?
Bo, I see there are more of you. I'm sorry.
And she's going to notice Jensen.
I saw you earlier, but I did not get a chance to make your acquaintance.
My name is Jensen.
That is a lovely glove you have.
I'm quite fond of it.
Now, well, how was your breakfast this morning?
Oh, it was really nice, thank you. I ate a lot of pastry.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
She's going to lead you guys down a hallway, a couple of twists and turns. When we get to some stairs, she's going to levitate Ordok's wheelchair. And you're going to get to pretty much like a circular chamber of doors coming off different sides. She's going to go up to one and just, you know, she's actually going to be stating her name and the door is going to open before her.
Ava Quinlan, Tower Guardian.
And the doors are just going to start sliding open. And she's going to walk inside.
If you all would accompany me, please.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.
Friends, it's Trent here, and I just wanted to take a second out of this episode to thank some of the folks that we don't thank enough. If you didn't already know, our group has had a Patreon for a while, and this fund severely helps us produce the show that you are listening to right now. Be it equipment upgrades to make us sound better, or paying for the hosting fees to keep the content coming, this show is made possible directly from the support of our patrons, and for that, we want to thank them. Our show will always be free, but the wonderful people on Patreon go that extra mile to make sure that the content is top-notch for everyone, and we really appreciate that. We did recently revamp our Patreon tiers so that they provided more value to our patrons, and with that, we are inviting everybody to come check out the page and see what we have to offer. From monthly bonus content and discounts on our merch store, to handwritten canon adventure guides, to even becoming an NPC in our actual game, there's a lot to experience through Patreon, and if you are interested, the link is down in the description below, as well as on our website and social media. Once again, we just want to say a special thank you to those who are patrons, and to the rest of you for being a part of our community. So with that, sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the episode.
Rolling dice by hand is so difficult, and it makes my arms so tired. If only there was an easier way to roll dice. There is an easier way to roll dice, with a dice tower. A dice tower? What's that? It sounds like something that's cheaply made, and not very pretty to look at. Ha ha, you couldn't be any more wrong, small childlike voice. Wormwood Gaming sells high quality, wooden, dice towers, dice trays, and much, much more. You can find them at wormwoodgaming.com. And if you use promo code DOORDICE upon checkout, you can get free domestic shipping wherever you are in the US. That's what domestic means. Golly gee, this is so much better than rolling by hand. And it looks amazing too. And it tastes good. Mmm. You probably shouldn't eat the... never mind. Remember, that's DOORDICE upon checkout. DOORDICE.